Slava, hard work tonight getting past the MK defence, and that's now two straight losses at home.
Yes, nobody wants to lose 2-0 at home, but it happened. But I think compared to last Saturday, we really worked hard. We've done a lot of good things. We just didn't score. I think it was, 50, 60, 70 shots on goal, I think it was. I haven't seen that for a long time. You know, you can say the goalie was good. Do you think maybe we were not clinical enough? But the work rate was there. The desire to win the game was there. That's very important for me at this stage. And I'm not saying we cannot buy a goal, but yeah, it's hard to find a goal right now. We went from average 5.5 to 6 goals a game, and we dropped to probably now 2.5, 3. And you know, it's difficult. You can say many things, but yeah, you just need that goal. And looking closer to the end of the third, and actually the whole of the third, except for the PP that never should have been a PP, and probably broke our momentum. But then we went back at them, back at them, OT, back at them, back at them. But just couldn't put the puck in the net.
So was it just a sort of bad day at the office, a bit of bad luck rather than teams working you out, and the Phantom's been a bit predictable up front?
I don't think we are predictable, because our forwards are very skilled and they have their own ideas. And you know what, if anything, I've seen today a lot of different things. I think, you know, credit to MK, they defend well. They defend in unit, and it's not that easy to break them down, but we broke them down not as much in the first two. We had a lot of shots, but maybe not on them was right exactly from the area where I would like to. But in the third, you know, we had chances, we had empty nets, we had situations on the side break, not a clear breakaways, but things like that. 2-0 in OT, holding the puck for 3.5-4 minutes in OT, and you guys got tired as well. You know, we for 3 years we play defensive hockey. We play a hockey that you hit on a counter attack, and you have energy. Where here you just go in waves and waves and waves, and I think just at the end maybe you can say it's clinical, but it's not clinical. We just got tired as well. But 70 shots on goal, you can't ask for any more other than a goal, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're not panicking at the moment and tempted to make any changes?
I'm not panicking at all. What is it to panic about? If you getting outworked, outplayed, then it's one thing. It is the teams that you want to win. But look, everybody raising the game. We can say now we're unlucky. We hitting top end goalies, because look, last game we lost, we had 46 shots. Now it's 70. It's 100 something shots on goal. That should be on average. Even the goalie would be happy letting 1-10 to keep his percentage above 90 or around 90. But we had 120 shots, and what do we have to show for? We've got 4 goals. So, you know, it's one of those things. And it goes in waves. You know, we score a lot of goals for fun, a lot of goals for fun, a lot of goals that sometimes you buy your own luck. But I think at the moment we just couldn't score a goal to kill the game. Simple as that.
You think you can find the goals tomorrow at Hull in the cup?
It's new day. You know, if the guys stay positive, if the work rate will be the same as today, obviously the plan will be different, but from the tactics point of view, but on the end of the day, you know, we'll as long as we bring that in, we'll have a chance.
And the injuries to Greg Pick and James White, do you know when they'll be back?
Pick, it's out of my radar, because obviously they said maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 weeks, and so for me it's when the physios and Pika will get to me and say, right, he's a week or two away, we'll start planning. With Whitey, I think he's more of a... it would have been tough for him to play, put it this way, but it's more of a precaution at this stage of the season. And obviously, Nathan coming full-time, I think it was the right time to make sure that Nathan gets a top-nine spot, and Tyler and Jack get back in the rotation.